This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Parshas Lech Lecha, today was the Yom HaDeilula, Maran Rav Avadya Yosef. I want to share with you an amazing insight that Rav Avadya had into the story of the four kings against the five kings. Avraham Avinu hears that Lot was captured. So the question is, okay, Lot is captured. Good, it's his fault. Why is Avraham Avinu risking his life to save Lot? They were living together. Avraham Avinu said, I'll protect you. And Lot said, no, I want to go live by myself. So Lot went off. So it's Avraham Avinu's responsibility to risk his life to save his nephew. Why is Avraham Avinu doing this? It's very interesting. The pasuk says, Vayishma Avraham ki nishba achiv. Avraham heard his brother was captured. Lot is not his brother. Lot is his nephew. Why does the Torah call him brother over here? Rav Avadya says that earlier on in the parsha, when Avraham Avinu and Lot's shepherds were having a fight, and Lot's shepherds were shepherding in land that they weren't allowed to, Avraham Avinu said, we can't stay together. We can't go on like this. We're brothers. Rashi says, we look alike. And people are going to suspect that if you're grazing your sheep, that it's me and I'm stealing. So I can't have them suspicious of me. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, that's why Avraham Avinu got involved in the war of the four kings and the five kings. Who's involved? Which kings were the four kings and the five kings? One of the kings, the first king mentioned, was Amraphel. Who's Amraphel? Who's Amraphel? Nimrod. Why all of a sudden here is he called Amraphel? It's the only time in the whole Chumash he's called Amraphel. Rashi says, Amraphel, Sha'amar la'Avraham Pol. He told Avraham, jump in the fire. Nimrod was very upset his whole life. He had one big battle with Avraham Avinu and he lost. He figures if he ever had an opportunity to take revenge against Avraham, he'll take advantage of that. He figures he'll never capture Avraham, but if he captures Lot, and Lot looks exactly like Avraham, he'll go around telling the world, you see, in round two, I won, I captured Avraham. So Avraham Avinu was afraid that the word would get out. They'll print on the front cover of the papers, Bershut Harav. They'll print on the front cover of the papers that Avraham was captured because Avraham looks exactly like Lot. So Avraham risked his life, says Rav Avadya, to rescue Lot so that Amraphel, Nimrod, should not say that in round two, Amraphel beat Avraham. So Avraham risked his life to avoid Chilul Hashem. But you see, Niflaot Mitaratenu, that one of the kings involved in this war was the king of Sodom. What happened to the king of Sodom? He fell into a pit. He fell into a pit. Rashi says, people didn't believe that Avraham Avinu was saved from Or Kasdim. And when Avraham Avinu went to rescue Lot, miraculously the king of Sodom elevated out of the pit, and people said, oh, Huvra Davra Lamafreya, that Avraham Avinu was saved from Or Kasdim. So think about what happened to Nimrod. Nimrod got involved in the war to capture Lot, to be able to tell everybody that Avraham Avinu was never saved from Or Kasdim. And look how Hashem was mesavev sivuvim, that through Avraham rescuing Lot, he then finds the king of Sodom. He pulls the king out of Sodom, out of the pit, and now huvra davar lemafreya, that Avraham was saved from Or Kasdim. So Amraphel's cheshbon was to deny Or Kasdim, and through Amraphel, Hashem orchestrated that the whole world would believe now that Avraham Avinu was saved from Or Kasdim. So this episode of Ayhi Bimei Amraphel Melech Shinar was whoever until now did not believe that Avraham was saved from the fire, through this miracle, now believes that Hashem saved Avraham from the fires of Or Kasdim. The Lavush, in his commentary to the Chumash, says, Hashem did this to Avraham to give him simcha. Because one of the greatest joys of the afterlife and in this world, Yismach Tzadik Ki Chaza Nakam. The righteous rejoices when he sees the vengeance against the wicked. Avraham Avinu now rejoices that Hashem defeated Nimrod once and for all. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.